Yeah, the problem, it is, it's true. I mean, if you look at the histories of the world, especially the Western world, the victors write the histories, and we're given, but really it's horror shows. It's just a history of horror as to how the ordinary people were treated. And one war after another, and various peasants' wars and all the rest of it, trying to live and survive. The thing that's going to come up again with the food riots, same stuff all over again. And the big churches were never, they never told them to stand up for themselves. In fact, the churches were always on the side of the families who controlled the countries. And there's no wonder. It's no wonder that people eventually, mainly in Europe, gradually got so sick of the mainstream churches that they completely dropped out. And once they dropped out, their children were at risk, which was understood by those who controlled, of being led by other forces. And so they made sure they gave you a culture industry to guide them, to take over from religion, and then use it. It was even easier because religion was static. Religion was very good for keeping populations static and well-behaved. However, it was written into religions that man and woman were sacred. Life was sacred. And they could knock that one down. There was always a dilemma when they told you to go and kill people abroad. But back home, it was a no-no. Life was sacred. So you had that double-think problem. And we know that the elite always wanted to bring down the populations, especially after the 1700s. And so they had to get rid of religion. And then they replaced it with the cultural techniques and industries to guide them, well-financed again from the top people, the top families. And it's much easier now. They've created an atheistic society, and they've even given them a New Age movement, which many thousands have fallen into. It's based on a form of a mix of Hinduism, reincarnation, and so on. And they're using that to guide them to the next phase of the new humanity. They're looking forward to a lot of New Agers all being one and having new bodies and stuff like that. They think they're all going to get saved because they're all so special. But of course, they're going to be used and walk into the extermination chambers at the right time, chanting Om in unison. So the cultural industry is taking over, but inside every individual, I don't care who they are, I don't care who they are, you have these things we call instincts. And we know what we do personally, if it's right to us or not, regardless of the culture around you. And they teach children, very young children, if an adult touches you in a certain way and it feels uncomfortable, report them. Now, how come children are able to do that, but adults are told not to, but that everything's okay? Because it's culturally okay, you see. But deep down inside you, you still have the same thought as a child. If this feels uncomfortable, there's something wrong here. So there is such a thing to you as right and wrong. The New Age philosophies, which are promoted from the top, the new religion, are antagonistic to the old religions, which did have definite rights and wrongs. Rules which had very good reasons and purposes behind them for the survival of humanity, and all segments of humanity too. But in this new eugenic society, with science being the new priesthood, they've given them the New Age to follow and mixed it with gobbledygook and Hinduism, in part science fiction. And they put out leaders amongst them, just as they always have done, to guide them all, well-funded leaders, into this new age. But I don't care who you are, as I say, if you don't know what's right and wrong, then you have no mind of your own at all. You're totally conditioned. If you accept anything, you're conditioned. If you really truly believe in moral relativity, where anything goes, and everything's okay, that also means that it's okay for the elite to decide what they're going to do with you. You can't argue with that, can you? That's your reasoning. They're using your reasoning. And you can find a natural faith yourself without tossing all the old babies out with the bathwater. Because there's truth, eternal truth, in all the old established religions. It was a dogma that was piled on top to keep the people subdued and obedient that did the main churches in and under, apart from the infiltrations from the high Masonic groups and so on. And believe you me, if you look at the top churches in America and Canada, and Britain, see who founded them, and they were all the highest Masons, you can see. Every section of Christianity. And you know who put the new order out for the Catholic Church after Vatican II? Who put the whole thing together when they did away with the Latin Mass? There's two archbishops and six Protestants, all Masons, who designed the new Mass for the Catholics. Because the Catholic Church was all completely taken over by them. All New Agers, all High Masons. And this is ongoing. It's ongoing, and I get a lot of stuff. I know, I'm right into what's happening deep within the New Age, who's funding them big time. I've met people from the Canadian government in high positions who have these strange little jobs, but they go around the world, traveling around the world at New Age meetings. One of them at the United Nations told me, this woman, she said, what was happening in the Middle East? I said, well, is it right to go over there and slaughter people? Just to get an agenda through and standardize them. So she said, well, you got to realize, those people, she says, decided to come back in those bodies at this time in life. So it's their fate. And then our karma, she's talking about karma. Here's a, if you want religious fanaticism that can actually rationalize murder, slaughter. She was one of them. And she will sleep well at night. A complete, total believer. Scares the hell out of you. They're actually out there in high positions. Yeah. It's like, that's how they rationalize cripples and so on. Well, they decided to come back in that body to pay for their karma. Don't help them, by the way, because it'll rub off on yours. That's why India was always in the mess it's in. Incredible. Incredible logic.